Greetings, Meltopians. Are you looking to delve deeper into the world of Meltopia? Then check out our Patreon, where you can find written mythos pieces, world maps, found footage, art, Patreon-exclusive shows, and more. Just go to patreon.com/Meltopia and join one of our tiers for access to great new content. Brave the forbidden and embrace the darkness.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Greetings, Maltopians. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Maltopia Podcast. To better engage with you, we'll soon be launching our new Discord, so be sure to sign up for our newsletter at maltopia.com for the invite link and a small thank you gift. And to receive early access to podcast episodes, bonus video content, and more, consider supporting us at patreon.com/Maltopia. Watch our welcome video and scroll through to find public posts that give you a sampling of what you can expect as a patron. Check out our artwork on Instagram and DeviantArt. Connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. And as always, thank you very much for your support. Enjoy. Geysers of pale lightning poured across the creeping behemoth of the frozen battlefield, superheating the air and charring the whited earth black. Despite the burning onslaught, the mammoth chitinous construct continued to rend the enemy lines, creeping closer to the last kingdom, its countless extruding mandibles and hellish acidic projectiles delivering pain and death upon a scale seldom seen by even the most battle-hardened veterans. Its every movement worried the earth and sent shadows like floodwater surging across the world. As awe-inspiring as the armored Titan was, its undreamt destructive capacities laying waste the well-laid plans of the Oversapiens, it took second stage to the battle brewing in the air above the conflict, where two paragons of killing collided, each invisibly bearing the standard of their kind and cause. Castilian's armor had been outfitted with numerous psychomechanical augmentations, each one greatly enhancing his already monstrous talents, affording him a measure of resistance to the Forgotten King's so-called divine right malgenic ability, though the effort to do so was excruciating. The King of the Oversapiens now held the Hanyama in an unshakable grip, the two of them spiraling upwards, blasting past the angry thunderheads of the alien storm and into the upper atmosphere. Ingrin's strength was nearly as undeniable as his malgenic will, crushing the solidified manifestations of Castilian's peerless mind, closing in upon the Hanyama's throat. "The machine will soon lose yet another dog tonight," Ingrin mocked. "Perhaps your lot possess souls, and you will find company with your fellows as their apostate essences seek out whatever place has been set aside for slaves and beasts of burden." Castilian had been waiting for such a moment as this, when his adversary was close and overconfident. He dismissed his helm again, revealing a light spilling stare that dug into the pits of his enemy's eyes, and allowing the king's hands to finally settle around his throat.
"I gave you a convincing fight, did I not, Ingrin? But I'm afraid you've let the Trojan horse past your gates, to reference a passage from your race's primitive and much vaunted history."
With that, the Hanyama exploded, an almost nuclear detonation that parted the sky, carving a hole in the side of the alien thunderstorm and turning night into day. The king of the machine's wayward children shot from the heavens like a meteor, cratering the landscape with all the pomp and ceremony of a tragedy. A palpable quiet settled over the raging war, a diminution of hope commensurate with the fall of a hero, perhaps even a god. Castilian emerged from the renewed gray of the sky, drifting back to earth like volcanic ash, flashing a victor's grin at his stricken adversary.
"How does the taste of my power settle upon your tongue, O fallen monarch? I thought it only befitting that you should sample it, after I'd been served my fill of yours."
His smile grew as Ingrin tried to focus on him through bloodied, swollen eyes.
"Now you see at last, my will can be as inevitable as your own. More so, it seems. I cobbled my doppelganger from mind incarnate, filled it with the rage you'd given me, and waited until you were close enough to repay you in the non-depreciable coin of vengeance. But more important by far is the grip you've afforded me upon your very essence. In the moment your guard faltered, I was there with a ready hand to wrench your free will of your mind, to make it my own."
The conquering Underlord could feel the Forgotten King reaching out for a power the Oversapien no longer controlled. The din of Hanyama and hordes of creeping skinwalkers pounding the weakening walls of the Last Kingdom with fire and steel and acid almost drowned out his soliloquy. Ingrin's eyes filled with bloody tears at the sight. The gloating leader of the Rothians examined the moment, filtering its worth. He sifted past his vainglory, his affected vengeance, arriving at his enemy's true anxiety. The Oversapien did not weep at the sting of humiliation, at being ripped from the sky only to be belittled by a perceived dog. He felt only the shame of failing his people. the vanishing weight of his crown as it toppled to the frozen dirt.
You goddamn filthy bastard!
Caleb burst into view, surrounding Castilian with world-weakening energy, bringing the towering Hanuma to a knee. The weakener ran past the wincing behemoth to cradle his king's head in his arms, pleading with him to stand. Castilian's mind went out to his nearby kinsmen, supplying their lethal orders. The storm of psychomechanically enhanced mental energies thundered down from the assembled unit of Hanuma, testing the potency of Caleb's power. The Oversapien lifted his hand and made a pushing gesture in the direction of the gathered monsters, his mollifying force dimming gravity, life functions, light, and finally mind.
I'll reduce a lot of you to quivering mush, you fucking sons of bitches.
Caleb buckled under the strain of lifting his powers so high, beyond even where Strogen's elixir allowed them to soar without penalty. A lavender hue tinged the air where his energy sought out the exposed tendons and bulging throats of the powers that bound the world into a solid, reliable thing. Light broke from gravity, sound parted from sight, sensibility fled from physics. Castilian could feel the man's power trying to undo him, pulling at the weave of his being, inviting him to come apart. A roar like the ending of worlds parted the chaos of the roiling war between Oversapien and Machine, crashing down with shocking force, scattering snow and ice like dust at the breath of a hurricane. A shape descended the storm, black and ancient, born from the ravening gulfs between stars.
Vatna,
was all Castilian could manage, naming the doom that had come for them all. She was far larger than any form he'd ever seen her assume, larger even than the thing that had once lurched from a great cave in the sweltering Congolese jungle, a cyclopean lion thing. Furred wings spread wide and full as daybreak, eyes like scorching moons. Now she appeared as a fallen angel fused with a hoary dragon, exuding terrible beauty and howling gray flame. She reached down a single claw and plucked the mountainous chitin claw from the battlefield. It made a sound like a glacier cracking apart, and her grip shattered to pieces. An avalanche of biologic armor and the wet, meaty flesh it once enclosed fell from the sky in bloody chunks the size of city block. A desperate keening filled the silence from all directions, growing louder by the moment, and stunned combatants from both sides cast about for this new threat. Equal parts whining and pleading and blind, mindless fury, the cacophony became a maelstrom without wind, a hunger without end. Carnivian appeared from everywhere, pouring from nearby hilltops, descending from the sky, erupting from the very ground, tumbling and caterwauling from all sides in numbers uncountable.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Antonia watched in horror as the images upon the monitor unfolded, the battle veering wildly into the precincts of the unknown. The hope she had once held in her hand began slipping into doubt. Henry Bachenko stood behind her, wearing the body of a large, husky man, likely someone he'd found in the nearby village of Kreese.
"I do believe now would be the fine time to flee, if that's even still possible."
The mistress of sea monsters was not amused by the idea.
"He went out there prepared to die for us, and you want to run? Leave him behind? I've taken you for a fool on more than one occasion, Henry, but not a coward."
Her eyes flashed as if preparing for a fight. Henry took a step backward.
"It takes neither a fool nor a coward to see we have little chance here. What good does his sacrifice do if we were to pile our corpses upon his own? We run, and maybe we will live to fight again. Only if we leave now."
Antonia looked past her fellow Oversapien to Angulus. His violet eyes studied the screen, watching their best laid plans come undone.
"Can you have your people cover me while I retrieve Angren?"
she asked in a tone that shrugged off any consideration of retreat. The Strahd's bright eyes remained inscrutable as the room shook from another direct hit.
"I will have them form upon you the moment you'll be on the gates."
Antonia shouldered past the man of many minds as she stormed from the room.
"You can do whatever you need to, Henry."
Angulus was true to his word. As she made her way beyond the lower gates in search of Angren, a contingent of glowering Strahd melted without the fire and snow and smoke, their shadows strange and misshapen. A horde of Carnivian took notice of them, abandoning the skin crawler they had skeletonized in hopes of a second meal. She thought it odd that the Strahd had barely reacted. Some hadn't so much as looked in the beast's direction. The next moment clarified their apparent aloofness. From the Strahd's strange shadows came yet another horde of contorted things, gigantic patchwork humanoids. Their bodies were comprised from a wicked motley of machine parts and monstrous organics, no two of them alike, joined in kind only by their disparate and loathsome composition. The bizarre newcomers collided with the flesh-lusting Carnivian, laying them low with both fists and firepower, dousing the ravening things in flesh-charring alien energies. After some time transversing the ruined battlefield, fighting off roaming bands of Carnivian, Antonia spied her king. Caleb dragged him through the snows, weeping as he came. Angren's unmoving face was almost unrecognizable for the wounds and blood.
"Take him!"
Caleb yelled to Antonia, setting the forgotten king gently upon the snow and turning to face another group of hungry shapes that surged from a nearby ravine.
The Mistress of Monsters was quick to lift Ingrid upon her swelling back, her body growing demonic and huge. Lestrade encircled her as she made her retreat, heading back toward the gates. Minutes later, she searched the smoke and snow behind for signs of Caleb. She spied him on a distant hilltop for only a moment, bloodied and limping in her direction. And then he disappeared into darkness and thunder. The great winged she-monster's impossibly gigantic paw lifted from where it had smashed down, and Antonia could see the ruin of her comrade clinging in red clumps to the bottom of the behemoth's heel. She didn't have time to react, to give even a second's mourning for the horrific passing of her friend. Queen of the Carnivian roared of a storm about her head as it bathed her in lightning, and she lifted another mountainous paw. The earth shook beneath the giant's fury, tossing Antonia to the ground. Dust and powdered snow choked her throat as the clouded air went dark. Caleb's same fate was upon her. She kissed her king upon the cheek and bowed her head as the shadow of their doom enveloped them. But death did not take her. She opened her eyes. Something stood over them, its hands raised against the giant's crushing limb, somehow holding it at bay.
"Take him and go,"
the creature growled, almost in shame. As it turned to fully face her, straining, she saw its face clearly. It was the one who had come for her, the one who had defeated Ingrid.
"Go,"
it roared. Antonia rose to her feet, sprinting past the Strahd and their monstrous disciples as they cleared a path through the Carnivian and lurching skin crawlers. The earth shook again as the god-sized monster finally brought its full weight down, the blast wave from the impact throwing Antonia into the gates of the kingdom. Once inside, she slipped down the tunnel wall in relief and exhaustion. Ingrid whispered from her shoulder,
"I failed you all. Leave. Save yourself. It's over."
Antonia took a deep breath, gathering herself.
"There's still hope, Ingrid. You know what needs to be done."
Adrian and Greth leapt in tandem at the nimble alchemancer, who ducked away, slicing them open with a clawed hand as they passed overhead. Adrian recovered the quickest of the two Zotha, parting the pores of his body for the symbiotes lurking within. Long, snaking lengths of muscle and mandible struck out its Strogen from their layers of living flesh. The Oversapien only laughed at the clumsy attack, enjoying how his poisons had reduced the thing's movement to little more than a shuddersome crawl.
"You should know that most creatures would be dead by now, their insides reduced to so much liquescent rot. What I'm saying is that I'm indeed impressed with those new physiologies of yours. Quite the marvel they are."
Strogen took a step backward and placed his hands behind his back, waiting for the venoms he'd injected to reach the apex of their effect. Greth bellowed between wet coughing fits and rose from the darkness, streaming vomit slicking his lips where the stuff ran down his chin and hissed upon the floor.
"I'll pick my teeth with your spine."
The massive Zotha charged at Strogen once again, the thing's metamorphic flesh distending and reforming as it came, creating barbed hooks and bony blades to catch the alchemancer from as many angles as could be managed. Strogen summoned forth his own unique formulation of adrenaline, filling his arteries, and daring his strength to dizzying heights. Meeting the barreling monster head-on, a decision that surely took Greth by surprise, the Oversapien hoisted the demon into the air, securing his grip with long, hollow claws, and filled the thing with all the acid and venom and poison he could muster. Greth convulsed as if he'd bit into a live wire, smoke and scalding blood overfilling every orifice of his body. The gigantic Zotha was dead before Strogen let him fall to the floor.
"I'll be days dissecting the lot of you, to see how we might better deal with your kind the next time we meet. Provided, of course, there's a next time. I can't say that things sound very encouraging from down here, I'm afraid. But in either case, you won't be around to care.
Strogen strolled toward Adrian through the poisoned piles of dead Wara, grinning, hands returned behind his back. The symbiotes that once lived in Adrian's body now stretched out grotesquely all around him upon the floor, his blood nearly black where it leaked from his eyes, nose, and mouth.
I'll sup upon Isle.
You'll die, Adrian,
Strogen corrected, sinking two claws into and beyond the Zotha's black, weeping eyes. The Alchemancer watched the passing of his fallen one-time kinsman as the battle raged beyond the shuddering walls of the Last Kingdom. He thought of his favorite place as a child, the small treehouse in the North Woods where he'd spent so much time. He knelt beside the dead, corrupted Oversapien, rested his hand upon the matted hair of his head.
You know, Adrian, on a good day, I deserve to die 1,000 times over. For the abomination I've become, for the actions I've taken on its behalf. Today is as good a day as any other to finally end all of this. Do you know that I'm actually curious as to what the machine might have in store for us? Perhaps that's not at all surprising to you, given that I've always been the one to look more deeply into things, if only to avoid looking too deeply into myself, I suspect. Little revelations, Adrian. They are the catalyst of wisdom. It's as if I've...
The constant shuddering and shaking of the halls took on a new aspect, groaning and creaking in a way incongruous with the raging battle outside. The Last Kingdom had begun to move. The man pondered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Perhaps today is not the day after all.